Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I really trust that during these times that you're hearing from the Lord, and that in these times you're receiving peace and power and direction for your day. I want to get us started today in our meditation and go back to Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26. Listen to the text. "And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart." My friend, the Lord cannot wait to do surgery on you. And the great news is that the only after effects, the only recovery from His surgery is that we enjoy the peace and the blessing of living with a brand new heart, a tender and responsive heart, a responsive heart to His will, a responsive heart to those He loves. Well, the scriptures are clear that the Lord loves those who are mourning, and we're to comfort them, that those that are poor in spirit, we're to encourage them, that those who are down and out, and we're to love them and help them. We know this is the truth from the scripture. So as we prepare for our time of meditation today, I invite you to just come to the Lord and ask Him, "Lord, would you replace my stubborn heart with a tender and responsive heart today?" Would you join me in this prayer? God, thank you that you love me in spite of what is often a stony and a stubborn heart. Today, would you replace that heart with a tender and responsive heart to your will, your way, and how you want us to walk this day? And so, friend, now let's draw attention to our breath. Don't breathe any differently for a moment. Just realize that every breath in is bringing in that life-giving oxygen, and every exhale is we're getting rid of the toxins of this world. Now let's draw a deep breath. Hold it. Send it around your body where it needs that fresh life, and force it out. Let's do one more. Hold it. Send it. And exhale. Tell the Lord two things you're grateful for right now. "Lord, I'm grateful for," and then just complete that sentence. And now bring something before the Lord that someone in your family needs the Lord to do, and He's the only one that can. Bring that before the Lord. And now ask the Lord to search your own heart, and as King David said, point out any wicked way. Bring it to the top of your mind, the tip of your tongue, and then just lay that before the Lord for His forgiveness. And now I invite you to take a few moments and just be still and quiet. Set yourself apart from the noise of this world and listen for the voice of God as He prompts you and nudges you and speaks to you and gives you peace and power and direction for this day. I'll mind the time and be back in just a few moments. Well, I know it's always a blessing to hear from the Lord, and I trust today that you have received some peace in your life as you've spent time with the Prince of Peace, that you've received power today from the greatest source of all power, and that today you've received some direction to walk in the way of the Lord today. So thank you for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us. Please feel free to share these with friends and neighbors and family. And also, if you have not already subscribed, if you go to iTunes or your favorite podcast platform and subscribe to Weekday Meditations, that would be a blessing to all of us. God bless you now. Thanks.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.